and you're listening to VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. Last night was a pretty good one for Rutland Mayor Chris Loris. The incumbent fended off two challengers in yesterday's election to win himself a fifth term in office. Mayor Loris joins us by phone to discuss his next 2 years in office now. Mayor, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So you had a pretty comfortable win last night, but David Allaire, the president of the Rutland Board of Aldermen, did show some solid support. I'm wondering what kind of message you take away from this election.
The message is to follow through on the strategy that had begun several years ago, where we've married a crime reduction, evidence-based, data-driven model with neighborhood stabilization and revitalization, along with economic development activity here in the city, where we've broken down the silos among those sectors and, you know, have seen great success in crime reduction, in neighborhood stabilization, and the voters just were not willing to change the horse in midstream.
We heard from several voters yesterday who felt the city needs to do a better job with long-term infrastructure plans, particularly with aging water pipes that have caused some problems this winter. It's been a very harsh winter, of course. But what's your plan to address that in the next couple of years?
Oh, that plan was developed back in 2008 when I, with my engineers, brought forth a plan to the Board of Aldermen to upgrade all of the pipes in the city of Rutland over the course of the next 100 years. And we do have a plan in place to upgrade all of our aging water infrastructure in the city. It's funded, and we're going to just make sure that the plan is followed through on.
There have been some problems with the police department in Rutland over the last few years. I know you worked with the former police chief on those issues. When do you expect the city to hire a new police chief, and what further changes do you think need to happen at the department?
Oh, the police department is not the same place that it was 3 years ago or 4 years ago in the city of Rutland. As a matter of fact, this election, really more than anything else, validated the legitimacy that the police department now has in the community and the trust the police department has in the community. And we know the type of chief we are going to need for the future, and that chief needs to be someone who embraces technology, embraces evidence-based models and data-driven policing. We're doing things in Rutland that no other community in the state of Vermont is doing, and we've seen our crime rate for serious crimes fall by 25% in the last year, and we need a new chief who is going to embrace the policies that were put in place by Chief James Baker.
Do you have any idea when that new chief will be hired?
We've given ourselves 1 year because it's important that we find the right person to step into that role. We have an acting chief who worked under Chief Baker right now, Dave Cavell, and he is committed to making sure that the current staff follows that same model until we get a new chief in to take it to the next level.
As you mentioned, Mayor, you've also been working on plans to further revitalize downtown Rutland. What can voters expect to see from you in the next 2 years on those projects?
That's a great question. And Rutland really has turned itself around and is now a destination with the Paramount Theater, the newly opened Wonderfeet Children's Museum, and a host of, you know, really top-notch restaurants that were bringing people in from the entire, not just the Vermont region, but folks who are visiting from out of state. And we're just going to continue to build on that energy and that vibrancy for downtown Rutland to make it even more of a destination.
We've been talking with Rutland Mayor Chris Loris. He was reelected to a fifth term in office yesterday. Mayor, thank you for making the time.
And thank you.